Showbiz quiz time here on the WLS Wake Up Call. You are caller 15, and you will play the game. What's your name?
Cool, Jim.
Jim, where are you?
I just got out of work, doing 12 hours.
Oh, you're ready to be enjoying this Friday, aren't you?
You know what, though? I usually have my three grandkids with me in the car. I usually pick them up, take them to school, and we listen to the Showbiz quiz every morning. And they help me answer the questions. They're not with me right now.
Can you phone a friend, please?
Phone the grandkids.
Here's the best part of this. The grandkids don't have to see you throw Kim out of the room.
Okay, so I get to do it right now?
Yeah.
Kim, hit the door.
I get you, okay. All right, Jim, let's play the game.
Three pop culture questions. A tie goes to Kim if you can beat her. A $94 gift card just for playing the game. Two tickets to see Kansas perform at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan Friday night, November 10th.
Fantastic.
Here we go.
Marine Corps birthday, and I'm a former Marine.
All righty, let's go. You ready, Jim?
Yes.
All right, let's get her here. This Indiana Jones and Crystal Skull star was recently kicked out of a bowling alley after pounding beers for 3 hours and then yelling at the other bowlers. After he left, he realized he was still wearing his bowling shoes and had to go back inside to get his street shoes. Who is the actor?
Oh, my God, I know this. Harrison Ford.
Question two. This somewhat polarizing girls actress was on Jimmy Kimmel this week. She donned a white wig for a Golden Girls sketch. I said that on the show. Who created the HBO series Girls?
No clue.
These are
Wish she had the grandkids now. Can you go pick them up?
They watch that all the time. They're
get in the car with Gramps.
We'll say Betty White.
Okay, here's question three. This 1980s cartoon is back on Netflix, and good parents across the country showing their kids the magic Slimer, Samhain, and the Boogeyman. All three of these characters belong to the containment unit. What is the show?
Ghostbusters.
All right, Jim.
So let's bring her back in.
I didn't hear you guys excited, so I must not have got too many right.
Here's Kim. All right, Jim, only got one correct.
I will say, producer Dan just whispered to me out in the hallway that you are a former Marine, so thank you for your service. And as we know, there's no such thing as an ex-Marine.
Former Marine. Never an ex-Marine.
Never.
Always a former.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Semper Fi.
Jim, here we
Semper
go to Kim. You ready? Here we go. Here's the first question to Kim. This Indiana Jones and Crystal Skull star was recently kicked out of a bowling alley after pounding beers for 3 hours and then yelling at other bowlers. After he left, he realized he still had on his bowling shoes. Had to go back inside to get his street shoes. Who is the actor?
Oh, that's not a good exit. Shia LaBeouf. He's having a tough week.
Yeah, that's correct.
And Jim, what, you went Harrison Ford.
I have no clue why.
I'd like to see him in some bowling shoes, though.
I've been sober 20 years. I should have known that about a drunk like that.
Alleged.
Question two. This somewhat polarizing girls actress was on Jimmy Kimmel this week. She donned a white wig for a Golden Girls sketch on that show. Who created the HBO series Girls?
Why can't I think of her name? It just went out of my head. She's dating the guy from Fun, and I can see her, and I cannot think of her name.
It is Lena Dunham.
Dunham, yep.
And Jim went with Betty White.
All that can do is tie, right?
She should be on Girls.
And here comes question three. This 1980s cartoon is back on Netflix, and good parents across the country are showing their kids the magic of Slimer, Samhain, and the Boogeyman. All three of these characters belong in the containment unit. What's the show?
Is that Ghostbusters?
It is. You both got that right. So you beat them 2-1.
So, Jim.
I've been hearing her beat everybody, so I don't feel so bad.
You missed the days I lost, then.
Here's the best part of all of this, Jim. You've got a pair of tickets to see Kansas.
Fantastic. I've seen Kansas. I love them.
Can you do a little Carry On Wayward Son for us? Come on, a little karaoke.
Carry On Wayward Son. Come on, I worked 12 hours. Every day when you were gone. Don't you cry no more.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Play the Showbiz Quiz again weekday mornings at 7:40 on Chicago's Classic Hits, 94.7 WLS.